Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in 1 Samuel chapter 23, David still on the run. Let's listen in to the 29 verses of 1 Samuel chapter 23.
1 Samuel 23. Now they told David,
"Behold, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and are robbing the threshing floors."
Therefore David inquired of the Lord,
"Shall I go and attack these Philistines?"
And the Lord said to David,
"Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah."
But David's men said to him,
"Behold, we are afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines?"
Then David inquired of the Lord again, and the Lord answered him,
"Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will give the Philistines into your hand."
And David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their livestock and struck them with a great blow. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. When Abiathar, the son of Ahimelech, had fled to David to Keilah, he had come down with an ephod in his hand. Now it was told Saul that David had come to Keilah, and Saul said,
"God has given him into my hand, for he has shut himself in by entering a town that has gates and bars."
And Saul summoned all the people to war to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. David knew that Saul was plotting harm against him, and he said to Abiathar the priest,
"Bring the ephod here."
Then said David,
"O Lord, the God of Israel, your servant has surely heard that Saul seeks to come to Keilah to destroy the city on my account. Will the men of Keilah surrender me into his hand? Will Saul come down, as your servant has heard? O Lord, the God of Israel, please tell your servant."
And the Lord said,
"He will come down."
Then David said,
"Will the men of Keilah surrender me and my men into the hand of Saul?"
And the Lord said,
"They will surrender you."
Then David and his men, who were about 600, arose and departed from Keilah, and they went wherever they could go. When Saul was told that David had escaped from Keilah, he gave up the expedition. And David remained in the strongholds in the wilderness, in the hill country of the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God did not give him into his hand. David saw that Saul had come out to seek his life. David was in the wilderness of Ziph at Horesh, and Jonathan, Saul's son, rose and went to David at Horesh, and strengthened his hand in God. And he said to him,
"Do not fear, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find you. You shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you. Saul my father also knows this."
And the two of them made a covenant before the Lord. David remained at Horesh, and Jonathan went home. Then the Ziphites went up to Saul at Gibeah, saying,
"Is not David hiding among us in the strongholds at Horesh, on the hill of Hakilah, which is south of Jeshimon? Now come down, O king, according to all your heart's desire to come down, and our part shall be to surrender him into the king's hand."
And Saul said,
"May you be blessed by the Lord, for you have had compassion on me. Go, make yet more sure. Know and see the place where his foot is, and who has seen him there, for it is told me that he is very cunning. See therefore and take note of all the lurking places where he hides, and come back to me with sure information. Then I will go with you, and if he is in the land, I will search him out among all the thousands of Judah."
And they arose and went to Ziph, ahead of Saul. Now David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in the Arabah to the south of Jeshimon. And Saul and his men went to seek him, and David was told, so he went down to the rock and lived in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. Saul went on one side of the mountain, and David and his men on the other side of the mountain. And David was hurrying to get away from Saul. As Saul and his men were closing in on David and his men to capture them, a messenger came to Saul, saying,
"Hurry and come, for the Philistines have made a raid against the land."
So Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistines. Therefore, that place was called the Rock of Escape, and David went up from there and lived in the strongholds of En-Gedi.
As we look into chapter 23, I've got one of those great one-liners from my 1983 journal. David's prayer life, specific prayer, specific answers. Now that is a powerful short summary of this chapter, which we're going to come back to in a minute. In 2002, I wrote, "David seeks God's counsel and divine intervention before he acts, not after. Saul is chasing David around without regard to what God wants. Jonathan can get to David and reassures him, 'Saul will not find you, and you, not me, will be king of Israel.'" Jonathan, an amazing man. Well, that's what I wrote in 2002, and it is certainly true. Jonathan is really somebody to look up to, isn't he? In 2007, I wrote, "David inquired of the Lord. He asked God what to do in his daily life, the challenges he was facing. And God answered him with specific direction. God cares about what is going on in our daily lives too. Ask him for direction. Listen for his voice and act." This chapter is really an insight into David's prayer life. So let's check out a few verses. Notice David's specific prayers and God's specific answers. Let's start in verse 2. "Therefore David inquired of the Lord, 'Shall I go and attack these Philistines?' And the Lord said to David, 'Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah.'" David has a specific prayer, and God gives him a very specific answer. But the men with David are afraid, so David inquires of the Lord again in verse 4. "Then David inquired of the Lord again, and the Lord answered him, 'Arise, go down to Keilah, and I will give the Philistines into your hand.'" So once again, David asks specifically, and God answers specifically. And by the way, that's exactly what happened. David went down and was victorious in the battle. Let's go down to verse 10. David again inquiring of the Lord. "Then David said, 'O Lord, the God of Israel, your servant has surely heard that Saul seeks to come to Keilah to destroy the city on my account. Will the men of Keilah surrender me into his hand? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? O Lord, the God of Israel, please tell your servant.' And the Lord said, 'He will come down.'" So again, this is a very specific prayer, and God gives a very specific answer. David's prayer continues in verse 12. "Then David said, 'Will the men of Keilah surrender me and my men into the hand of Saul?' And the Lord said, 'They will surrender you.'" David is praying about specific things happening in his life, and God is giving him specific answers. Now, I can't say that I hear the voice of God as clearly as we just heard it on this podcast, but I can say that I have prayed many, many times for very specific things, and God has answered me specifically, just like he did David, and just like he can do for you. How specific are your prayers? I think sometimes Christians don't want to pray specifically because we think we're going to put God in a box. Really? So we might pray something like this: "Lord, give me a job." And then we get a job. Do we know that that job came from the Lord? If we had a little more courage in our prayer life, we'd probably pray a little bit more specifically. "Lord, I would like to have this kind of job in this kind of place, making this amount of money." And then when God answers that specifically, we know it's from the Lord and he gets all the glory. So may I encourage you today to strengthen your prayer life by modeling David and praying more specifically, listening to God's specific answers, and then, of course, giving Him all the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.